This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military says there was a deadly shooting by a gunman who approached from Jordan at the border in the occupied West Bank on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
The military said three Israeli civilians were killed after the attacker got out of a truck in the bridge area and shot at security forces there. They added that Israeli forces eliminated the gunman. The Israeli manager of the crossing said three workers were shot dead at close range. It's the first such attack along the border with Jordan since Palestinian Islamist group Hamas launched an assault on southern Israel on October the 7th, sparking the latest war in Gaza that has ratcheted up tensions across the region. It took place in a commercial cargo area under Israeli control, where Jordanian trucks offload cargo entering the West Bank, officials said.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Police arrested a number of demonstrators as huge numbers of Israelis again poured into the streets of Tel Aviv on Saturday to protest against the government's failure to secure the return of remaining hostages in Gaza. While hospital and local authorities said Israeli air raids in the territory killed more than a dozen people overnight into Saturday, the new protest came a week after one of the largest demonstrations of the war following the discovery of another six dead hostages in Gaza and after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against pressure for a ceasefire deal and declared, quote, "No one will preach to me." Venezuelan opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez flew into Spain on Sunday to seek asylum, Madrid said, hours after quitting his country amid a political and diplomatic crisis over July's disputed election. This is VOA News. Two NATO members said on Sunday Russian drones have violated their airspace. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Romania has said that a Russian drone flew into its airspace during nighttime attacks on neighboring Ukraine. Meanwhile, another Russian drone crashed into eastern Latvia the previous day. Romania's defense ministry said it had deployed F-16 warplanes to monitor its airspace and issued text alerts to residents of two eastern regions. Meanwhile, Latvia's defense minister said that a Russian drone fell the day before near the town of Rzeszów and had likely strayed into Latvia from neighboring Belarus. I'm Karen Chamas.
Nigeria's emergency response agency says a fuel tanker collided head-on with another truck, causing an explosion that killed at least 48 people. The fuel tanker was also carrying cattle in north-central Niger State on Sunday, causing at least 50 cattle to be burned alive. That's according to the Director General of the Niger State Emergency Management Agency. Search and rescue operations were underway at the scene of the accident. An official said initially 30 bodies were found, but in a later statement said an additional 18 bodies of victims who were burned to death in the explosion were found. He said the dead had been given a mass burial. Evacuations were ordered as a wildfire burns east of Los Angeles. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Tens of thousands of homes and other buildings are being threatened by the line fire. The blaze was burning uncontrolled along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest east of L.A. As of Sunday morning, it had charred about 27 square miles. More than 600 firefighters were battling the blaze along with water-dropping helicopters and other aircraft. Temperatures in the area expected to be in the triple digits as Southern California experiences a days-long heat wave. I'm Julie Walker.
Vietnamese state media say at least 14 people have died and 176 others injured after Typhoon Yagi slammed the country's north as officials warned of heavy downpours despite its waning power. Described by Vietnamese officials as one of the most powerful typhoons to hit the region over the last decade, Yagi left more than 3 million people without electricity in northern Vietnam and damaged vital agricultural land. It raged for roughly 15 hours before gradually weakening into a tropical depression early on Sunday morning. Meteorological officials warned of torrential rain that caused flooding and landslides. Find more online at voanews.com or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.